What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. The influential jazz producer, Creed Taylor, passed away on August 22nd. He was 93 years old. Creed Taylor produced music by some of the biggest stars in jazz, including many legends of Indiana Avenue. On last week's show, we listened to Creed's work with Wes Montgomery. From 1964 to 1968, Creed produced 10 albums for Wes Montgomery. On this week's show, we'll listen to Creed's work with J.J. Johnson and Freddie Hubbard. We'll start this week's show with music from J.J. Johnson. Creed and Johnson worked together several times during the 1950s and 60s. First, we'll hear J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding with Gone Rock, released by Bethlehem Records in 1955. After that, we'll hear J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding performing Going, Going, Gong, issued by Impulse Records in 1961. That was J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding performing Going, Going, Gone. For the remainder of this week's program, we'll focus on Creed's work with Freddie Hubbard. He released 8 albums as a leader for Creed's CTI Records and performed on many sessions as a sideman. Hubbard's first album for CTI was one of his biggest, and we'll hear the title track off that record now. From 1970, this is Freddie Hubbard with Red Clay. Thank you. That was Freddie Hubbard with Red Clay, produced and released by Creed Taylor. That track featured the jazz legend Herbie Hancock on piano. Hancock performed on several of Hubbard's sessions for CTI. In 2018, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Herbie Hancock. They discussed his work with Freddie Hubbard. Let's listen to an excerpt.
Another musician from Indianapolis I have to ask you about, someone who played on your debut album in 1962, Freddie Hubbard, the great trumpet player Freddie Hubbard. Yeah. You had a long kind of artistic connection with Freddie going on into the years of the 70s and early 80s with VSOP. Yeah, what memories do you have of working with Freddie and what kind of person he was to kind of interact with musically?
Freddie was like a, he was a fun guy, you know, serious about music, especially if he had to speak about it, for example, on interviews and or if he was on television. But, you know, playing with him, I mean, he was so creative. And he loved the piano. And what he told me was that what always inspired him to play trumpet and what what kind of outlined in a way that his direction was what piano players could do on the keys, he wanted to do that on the trumpet. So he tried to play the trumpet like a piano player would play. And so he developed this amazing technique. And yet, he, at the same time, it wasn't just technique. He had this sound that was totally his. You know, it seems like from day one, he had his own sound. He came on the scene in New York just slightly before I did. And, you know, he worked with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers along with Wayne Shorter, who also became a dear friend. And now really my best friend is Wayne Shorter. But Freddie was on my first record and many records beyond that. When I went on the tour with the group called VSOP, Freddie was very much a part of that. So he was his own band leader through many of the years in his career. At the same time, he performed with VSOP, which was more or less under my name. But it was a collaborative group with a collaborative name, VSOP.
Yeah, and Freddie played on a couple of the key records during your Blue Note period.
Absolutely.
Yeah, records that really helped shape your identity as an artist. You mentioned that when you were playing on these records with Wes, it was partially part of some kind of studio deal that was going on with Creed Taylor. Was that the case with Freddie at Blue Note, or did you specifically seek him out to have that voice on these albums?
Well, in the beginning, I wouldn't dare choose anybody. The choices were made by Alfred Lion and Frank Wolf because I was too frightened, you know, for my first record to make a choice. So they suggested it, you know. I didn't want them to say no to anything. So, but Freddie did such an amazing job on my first record, along with Dexter Gordon and Billy Higgins and Butch Warren was the bass player. Mm. After that, I would always try to get Freddie. Mm. You know, if I wanted a trumpet, you know, Freddie was my first choice. I mean, generally speaking, Freddie was pretty much everybody's first choice.
That was Herbie Hancock sharing his memories of working with Freddie Hubbard. Let's hear another track featuring Freddie Hubbard and Herbie Hancock's work with Cree Taylor. From his 1971 album, Straight Life, this is Freddie Hubbard with Here's That Rainy Day. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music produced by Cree Taylor after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the influential jazz producer Cree Taylor. He passed away on August the 22nd. He was 93 years old. We're focusing on Creed's work with Freddie Hubbard. Hubbard released 8 albums as a leader for Creed's CTI Records and performed on many sessions for the label as a sideman. Cree Taylor founded CTI in 1967 as a subsidiary of trumpet player Herb Albert's A&M Records label. WFYI's Kyle Long recently spoke with Herb Albert, and they discussed Hubbard's work with CTI. Let's hear an excerpt of their conversation.
And Herb, you mentioned you got to meet a lot of the jazz greats back in the day, and I want to ask you about another Indianapolis musician. I'm curious if his work ever meant anything to you. He's a few years younger than you, but a substantial figure in jazz history, Freddie Hubbard, the great Indianapolis trumpet player. Did you know Freddie at all? Did you ever get to meet him?
Yes, I knew Freddie, and man, he was great. And it's unfortunate. He was like in the wake of Miles, and I don't think he got his fair due. He was a magnificent trumpet player, and he played flugelhorn as well. Ooh, loved him. And here again, we're going back to Creed Taylor, because mm-hmm. Creed did these great albums with Freddie and packaged them beautifully. And, you know, Freddie, you know, he was known, but he just couldn't climb out of Miles Davis' success. That I think it was hard for him, but he was a great, great, great musician. Loved him.
Hmm. One thing I always read about Freddie Hubbard is that he sort of played too hard during his prime years and blew out his chops, and that affected his performance later on down the road. As a trumpet player who's now going into his eighth decade of life, does that sound true to you? Is that something that can happen?
Absolutely true. And Freddie was using a little too much pressure. He heard, you know, his sound and his way of playing. He heard it a certain way, and I guess he abused his lips for a period of time and got hard for him. And that's why towards the end of his life, maybe the last several years, Dizzy Gillespie had a problem, because he used to puff out his cheeks. And towards the end of his life, it was very tough for him to get the type of sound that he was used to getting when he was younger, because it was a very unorthodox way of playing, and probably not a very efficient way of playing.
That was the legendary trumpet player Herb Albert sharing his memories of Freddie Hubbard and Cree Taylor. You can see Herb performing live on September the 22nd at the Center for the Performing Arts in Carmel. Let's hear another classic session Freddie Hubbard recorded with Creed Taylor. From 1971, this is First Light. That was Freddie Hubbard with First Light. That track was produced by Creed Taylor. He passed away last month at the age of 93. Let's hear one more track featuring Hubbard's work with Creed Taylor. From the 1973 album Skydive, this is Povo. That was Freddie Hubbard with Povo, produced by the late jazz record producer Creed Taylor. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for our tribute to Creed Taylor. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two, two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, when you get lonesome and want to have some fun, fun, you just grab it.